comes that wet?
It says, from Mantarsa Deepika. It quotes Gautamiya Tantra. Clean Karat Astrijat Vishvam Iti Trana Shuti Siraha.
Again.
Clean Karat Astrijat Vishvam.
Karat
Astrijat.
Karoti Astrijat. Astrijat Vishvam.
Iti Trana Shuti Siraha.
I don't interest.
I don't know what this is. It says the Upanishad. Yeah, this is different. This is a different point.
You don't
worry about this.
This is very third class.
Yes.
Explanation.
But he's quoted here to show different ideas.
So, lower stages, adhikari, like me. And for you, that explanation is very, very good. Appropriate.
What you have said is what my Guru Maharaj said. One day, there was some smell of somebody cooking meat in a nearby place. So he said, "Do you smell it?" I said, "I don't smell it." He said, "Because you are liberated. But I am a conditioned soul. I have to smell it." So I have different things. I will quote both.
I have seen that. But yet I prefer that.
Yeah.
Where there is any relation of Jagat and Jagat Srijan Vyapar, we don't like to follow that. But for lower degrees person, it may be satisfied. But it cannot satisfy the satisfier. It can satisfy me, but not you. Do you like this?
No.
No?
So if there is a different
trip, we can know.
But I mean to say, if they give that Ka La as Radhika, and here it says that he is Radhika, I can quote both. And so they're just giving different...
No.
Love
Kush Manjil. False one. Love Kush Manjil. Have you book?
Yeah, we have so many. Everybody has a copy. Commentary. You'll be level with the one.
First, we should do pranam to Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radhika, and Brajendra Rangan Shyama, and then to Vilas Goswami. At first we should know that who is Raghunath Das Gupta. You know. And in a book, Gopal Guru has stated that Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Sarup Siddha, is a Rati Manjari. But his nickname is Tulsi Manjari. Nickname? All Sakhi always use this name, Tulsi Manjari. But also Rati Manjari. He has come with his Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Golok Vrindavananda with Rup Manjari and all Sakhi. His guru was Jagannandan Das, Diksha Guru, and Kul Guru Ijal. He has some association with Haridas Thakur. And he first met with Nityananda Prabhu. After that he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From boyhood, he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him not to leave your home, father and mother, so early. You should be first ripe and then you should leave. Gramyavartana suni dekane. Gramyavartana suni dekane. ভালো না খাইবে ভালো না পড়িবে আমানি মানব ভাইয়ের কৃষ্ণ নাম সদাল
রঘুনাথ
রঘুনাথ দাস কৃষ্ণ রিটার্ন টু ইয়র হোম ডোন্ট বি ম্যাড and avist uttejit
anxiety
that seeing one person he becomes enthusiasm and does anything. But after that, when his fever comes down of that, then he thinks that I have done its mistake. Understand? So now you are very child in this religious thing. You should not be over what?
Oh.
What is?
Over enthusiastic.
Go and
impatient.
Love your father and mother outwardly and have nistha in your bhajan. God one day help you and you will be. You will achieve your ultimate goal. He went there and lived with his wife, father and mother. After some time, Nityananda Prabhu met in Kothare,
Panihati.
You have gone to Panihati. And there he kept mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. After that, one day, his guru came in the very morning in darkness and told that Raghunath Das Goswami, my one disciple has gone and my Thakur Puja is not done. So come with me and let us go to that disciple and engage in Thakur Arjuna. He was very glad. He came out of his palace. No one disturbed. There were so many watchkeepers who were attending on Raghunath Das Goswami, but they saw that Guru is with him, so no one disturbed. When he went out of the palace, he told that, you should go to your home. I am going alone to that person and I will send him. Guru went. And he told that person that go, order. He went, and also Raghunath Das Goswami went to Jagannath Puri. Then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Swarup Damodar. And there are so many pastimes of his Vairagya there. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar given mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, he became ashrayless,
shelterless.
He then left to eat chawal dal or anything. After some time, after 3 or 4 months, Swarup Damodar also went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a prakat lila. He used to eat only fruits and milk and like he left all these things. Then he came to Govardhan to live his life from jumping Govardhan. At the living Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him 2 things, Govardhan Sila and the Gunjamala, which Sankarananda Pandit have given Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returning from Vrindavan. Sankarananda, Brahmachari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to archan personally by this water and this flower, heart flower. He used to keep it sometimes on his heart, sometimes on his lips, sometimes in his heart. Sometimes he could not find that where should I keep it. After 3 months, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given Govardhan, that Govardhan shelter he has given. By this, he has given me 2 Govardhan. I should serve Govardhan. And by Gunjamala, he has given the lotus feet of Radhika. When he used to worship,
He used to take it in his neck, Kunjamala, in ashray of Arajika. He used to serve Govardhan in the shape of Krishna, Bhajan Nandan Shyam Sundar. And always thinking himself the Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika in Manjari. When he came with two things to Vrindavan, he met Rupa and Sundara and told his view that I am going to Govardhan. He did not disclose his idea that he will jump from Govardhan, but they knew that he wants to jump and give life. Sanatana Goswami told that don't do so. You are my brother. And Rupa Goswami also. He told his own activity that at first I went from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri, and in the midway, I have a rogue of Khujli, and water was coming from my whole body.
Allergy.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami, he used daily to come and to do like this, and his water touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body, so he became so much distressed and thought that I should leave this body in going in the
under the wheel of chariot.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew it and told that you have given this body to me and now you are being mukta, swatantra, not giving me. But verbally you are giving, internally you are not giving. You have no adhikar on this body. Second thing, that if I knew that by giving my life I can have the service of Radha and Krishna, I will daily want to die less and less times. But I know that by dying Krishna and Krishna prem cannot be had, it will be received by only Krishna bhajan. So you to do Krishna bhajan. So you can die, but you cannot receive Krishna prema by dying. So you should not die, you should do bhajan at Radha Kunda Govardhan, Vrindavan, all these places. Anything? You want anything?
No.
So, Raghunath Das Goswami has so much association with Rupa Goswami, and he took everything of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami also as a Sikshaguru, but he followed wholly as Rupa Goswami. What is Manjari? He was a Manjari. What is Manjari? There are five kinds of Sakhi. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Priya Narma Sakhi. These five kinds.
Nitya Sakhi are like Dhanishta who are serving Krishna and they are supporting Krishna. Krishna Adhik Sneha. They have Sneha more than Radhika towards Krishna. These are Sakhi. They also serve Radhika also, and Radha and Krishna, but they are adhik sneha to Krishna. Priya Sakhi and Paramprestha Sakhi, or Paramprestha Sakhi are called also Priya Norma Sakhi. Prana Sakhi, Priya Sakhi are only Norma Sakhi. Are the same. A param prestha or param priya narma sakhi are the same. So last two, that is priya sakhi and priya narma sakhi, are samasneha. Samasneha?
Equal
but yet they are. Some attracted to Radha, Simati Radhika, towards Radhika. They sometimes rebuke Krishna when they saw fault towards Simati Radhika. And sometimes they rebuke also to Simati Radhika when he is in anger and she is so much hard towards Krishna. And they like that Krishna should be under Srimati Radhika always. And they also take the severity of Srimati Radhika. But yet they are some sneha. Last then two. Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. They are Radhika Adhik Sneha.
Radha Sneha Adhika.
They have
Nitya Devi Ganita Bolin, Krishna Sneha Adhika Bolin.
These are Radhika Adhik Sneha. They have Adhik Sneha. Adhik, you know, more Sneha to Radhika. Both. Prana Sakhi and Nitya Sakhi. They always serving being with Radhika wherever Radhika lives. They have so many functions. They are very much pleased if Radhika is pleased. If Radhika feels separation, they feel separation. If Krishna meets to Radhika, they meet to they feel in their heart that they are meeting with Radhika. One day I have told you, like Manjari, Devi is playing with Pushpa, flower. And Manjaris are so happy. One day, Srimati Radhika told her any Sakhi to whom he has so much affection that Mani Manjari is my so obedient fellow. She is Manjari, Mani Manjari. I want that Krishna should meet him. Go tell by any skill that Krishna is watching and waiting in a Sanket Kunja. And you should by any way, you should take her
to Krishna that way. And it is my
desire.
That is my desire that she should meet Krishna. She went to that Manimanjari and told in zigzag way that she should meet Krishna. Krishna is waiting for him. And I know the will of also Srimati Radhika. She will not be angry. But she has not told me to come to you. But I know him, her will. She told in so many various ways. But she told that, don't tell me to do so. I never will do. Because when I see meeting Radhika and Krishna, I feel so much pleasure, then I will meet with Krishna. Any man thinks where something greater thing will be achieved. Anyone does not effort for lose. When Krishna meets with Radhika, it is for my gain. And when I will meet with Krishna, it is a very great loss. So why I will choose loss? So Srimati Radhika has so much faith that once Rup Manjari or any Manjari was there, and Srimati Radhika wanted that she should meet, Rup Manjari should meet Krishna. And he thought towards Krishna and did Ishara.
Hint.
Give him. He should catch hold. Krishna wanted, but she fell upon the feet of Krishna. Don't do so. I'm Radhika Dasi. When you meet, I have so much pleasure that I cannot. So I request you to give that pleasure me, not this pleasure. So Krishna left that with you. So this is called tattad bhav icchatmika. Kamanuga bhakti is of two types. One kamanu of two parts. One tattad bhav icchatmika and one sambhogatmika. Lalita Visakha, Chandravali, Radhika and all are sambhogatmika, and those who become so much pleased have all the things and all the symptoms only seeing Radha and Krishna meeting. What Radhika has experienced by Krishna, they have more experience than meeting. That is called bhav icchatmika. Tat-tat bhav icchatmika. Tat-tat means the speciality of meeting Radha and Krishna. And its bhav. Bhav. How understand? They only want to serve like this. That is called. But they have all the things that a Naika or a Sambhogatmika Gopi has. More than, not less than. So it is called Tattat Bhava Ekshatmika Kamanuga. So Rupa Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami Manjari, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, or all of the same kind. How it can be? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only has come to this world to give this thing. Not Radhika love or Naika love. Narpait Charing Chirat Karunaya Vatirnaha Kalau Samarapaitum Unnato Ujjwala Rasan Unnato Ujjwala Rasan. That is Unnato Ujjwala Rasan. That a soul can have. Soul cannot have what Srimati Radhika has Mahabhav, Madan and Modan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Radha Bhav Aswadan, Radhaya Pranay Mahima. This is his own desire. And to give this Bhav only, Manjari Bhav, to serve Srimati Radhika and Krishna. When Rupa and Sanatana Goswami advised to Goswami and give Radhakund place to live up and to do bhajan, he was always crying for Srimati Radhika. And he was Lotna. In the dust he was lying,
rolling
in the dust of Radhika, Radha. Though he was a special sakhi of Srimati Radhika, never separated. Yet in this Leela, as a Raghunath Das Goswami, he has played the role of a jeev, Raganuga Sadhak, and highest role. By Yogamaya, he was not pretending. Actually, he felt like this. And why he felt? By Yogamaya. As Krishna being God of God, and he yet whips by seeing the stick in the hand of Yashoda. And actually he whips and he has fear for Yashoda. He is not pretending. So in the same way, being near and dear Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, he is not pretending here. By Yogamaya, he is doing actually what he thinks. So he has two roles. One role, practicing Raganuga Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti. And by his Siddha Sarir, as a Rup Manjari, at the same time, serving Radha and Krishna. Siddha Deh, Nij Bhaman Kariya, Aratya Dine Chinte Radha Krishna.
Mananiya Siddha Deh Kariya Bhavan.
Aratya Dine Seve Radha Krishna. There is a Siddha Sarir in every jeev. How it can be achieved? That's something in your body?
Something.
Anything disturbing your body?
No, I'm okay.
No. I think something. If you like this,
No, it's just the crowded, that's all. But aside from that.
What thing? For serving Radha and Krishna, without Siddha Deva one cannot do.
this body is not fit for serving that Radha and Krishna in this way. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu served past time. This, by this also we can do bhajan sadhana. But for that, by Siddha Deha, Manas Deha, Manas Chintan, it is essential. How it can be had? If a man has greed and he has gone to a Siddha Gurudev and he is very eager to serve Radha and Krishna, then at first he will make here all the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he will watch in what rasi has taste. And accordingly, he will let him hear the appropriate Krishna pastime. This will be very useful for him. After that, by and by, he will tell Sarup Siddha Katha. Sarup Siddha, you know, when bhav comes in this body, it is called Sarup Siddha. And after that Sarup Siddha, we can imagine. After that imagination, we can have some realization. After that time, more and more we will hear all these things and do practices of Raganuga Bhajan. Gradually, the Siddha Sari will come out by the grace of Krishna Chandra and Radhika, Yoga Maya. By thinking, we cannot do anything, only by the grace of. Or if Guru is capable and Suddha Gurudev and having a realization of all these things, he will have. He will see in what rush his Siddha Sari is, like Brajanath and Vijay Kumar, his Gurudev, get that. So, if a man has Raganuga Bhakti, he will surely see that what my Siddha Deha is, and he will try hard to achieve it by the grace of Krishna, Guru and Yoga. Without this, he cannot think about Astayama Leela. Who is he? He does not know. He has no idea of Krishna and Radhika, that how beautiful and how they are. So he should know his seva, vasan, bhushan, ayu, I mean age. Who is his husband, her husband? Who is father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law? Where he lives? Where his marriage has been done, everything will have to know. Then, Sarup Siddhi this is. And he is doing all this. After that, when he will be matured in this, then Yoga Maya will take after death in a fair where Krishna Leela is going on. And there in Gopi home will have birth and the association of Nitya Siddhanta, she will completely realize and serve Radha and Krishna. Here Raghunath is Raghunath Goswami. We should think that he was Manjari.
and he was Raga Nuga Sadhak. We should not think that he was Siddha. He was Siddha, no doubt. But yet, we can follow him only if you know that he is Raga Nuga Sadhak. We cannot follow Krishna or any Siddha Mahapurush, only Sadhak. So we should know that Raghunath Das Goswami is a sadhak, and how he has done sadhana, we should gradually follow it. Here Raghunath Das Goswami, waiting on the bank of Radhapur, in his last life, when for a second he cannot live without darshan of Srimati Radhika, feeling so much separation. And for serving, he is praying to Radhika Viti. These are flowers. Bilap. Bilap means crying. Viti. Crying is it. Weeping is flower. So when he sometimes has one kind of bhav, separation, or praying for service, having service, it is one kind of flower. And so similarly, so many flowers, about 108 are in. And all slokas that he has uttered are only for manjari bhav, not in a naika bhav. So he is first praying his Gurudev, not Jadunandana Acharya, not Sanatana Goswami, not Sri Damodar. They are all Guru. Sarup Damodar is also so much best Guru, but yet first he is offering his prayer to Rukmini, to whom he, his life has been
dedicated,
and he has received something from me. I have told something. Now, here, one thing, perhaps second day or that day I have cleared, that who manjari is manjari. There is no direct sangha with Krishna, but yet she has some signs.
Symptoms.
Symptoms of meeting Krishna. So only as a manjari, what Srimati Radhika feels, what she has symptoms, all symptoms are clear in Arup Manjari. So it is not against the versions of Chaitanya Charitamrita or Ujjwal Nilmani that manjari don't like to meet Krishna directly. So every symptom comes out when he kissed Radhika, Krishna kissed Radhika. So the symbol of kissing comes on the face of Rukmini. When Srimati Radhika angers to Krishna, the angerness comes on the mouth of Rukmini. What she receives, what she thinks, every what she
unbhav karti,
experience, see everything more than that.